Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
This week we heard about the far too early death of Professor Micheál Osuluwon, one of our greatest composers and musicians, and a man I really loved interviewing down the years. And this morning I'd like to play a tribute to him from one of the many chats we had here on RT Radio 1.
Your music is so powerful in terms of emotion and everything else. I sometimes tell my students that when you're playing music, you have 11 brains, 5 in the left hand, 5 in the right hand, and 1 in your head. And you don't actually play music with your head at all, not unless you're like Jerry Lee Lewis or something like that. So, in fact, your muscle memory is holding the notes in a way. And I think that's why you can play with your eyes closed. My parents, God rest both of them now, were shopkeepers in the middle of Clonmel. So I grew up in the context of a shop. And one brother, no sisters. My brother John is an insurance broker, back actually in the original site. So O'Sullivan Insurance is in Clonmel. And there weren't instruments scattered all over the house. You know, what I always remember is my father, particularly if he had a pint or two, and if you handed him a mouth organ, because he wouldn't have one, but if you handed him one, off he'd start playing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I never recorded him, but I know what he used to play. He used to play the Blackbird and other trad tunes. So he'd start off, and he had the lilt, I didn't know at the time, but later on when I kind of fell into traditional music, I could replay in my memory him playing the mouth organ. So, you know, he had a lot of music in him, particularly, I think. My mother was a Moore's Melodies woman, you know, believe me, of all those endearing young charms and things like that, you know. So that was the neater side of the tradition. My father, I think, culturally and any other way, would have been more raw bar. Because so much, not all of it, but so much of my music is based out of traditional modes and models, it can be quite overtly Irish. For some people, it's too Irish. As somebody said to me, I won't mention his name, he said, "Now, Micheál, don't make it too Irish." I was writing this piece of
music.
What's
too Irish?
Now, look, just make sure it's not too Irish. So for some people, it can, of course, be too Irish. In fact, you know, I was reading a book there recently called Irish Free State Architecture. What a wonderful title. I love it. But it's the architecture which was designed and put up during the years of the Irish Free State. And I was thinking afterwards, is there an Irish Free State music? And there is. Like, I did a concert with the Constructs last week, and I had a little bit of it in there, but I knew it was Irish Free State music style. I was imitating it. If you heard it, you'd know it immediately. It immediately brings you back into 1925, 1935. You're back there with De Valera's heart kind of fluttering.
Can you play anything?
Oh, I can. This kind of arrangement. Pride in there, can't you? So it's very evocative, isn't it, of a particular kind of emotional space. I kind of grew up sort of hating that space in Clonmel because I was too trendy as a teenager in the 1960s. But as I've got older, I can go back and revisit it and recognise it in a way for its own kind of power.
Yeah.
So it's a particular sort of colour or combination of colours which evokes, in quite an almost scientific way, something of that particular period is caught inside the formula of the notes.
Our tribute this morning to the late, great Micheál Ó Sualainn. He speaking to me there down the years on this radio programme on Radio 1, Colossal of Micheál.